KSDP, 8:30 a.m. in Sandpoint. K201DA, 88.1 FM in King Cove. KOLD, 91.9 FM in Cold Bay. KFPS, 88.1 FM in Falls Pass. And KKQA, 88.1 FM in Accutan, Alaska.
Anchorage, Alaska. From Sidkenap to Castle Cape.
pay the song back.
Hey. don't give no price for laughs. It's a white love ride. There's only one thing on the mind. It's being the first to cross that finish line. White love ride. I love leaving y'all behind. If I don't run out of gas and my tires will last, I'm gonna take that checkered flag.
Right. glaze of Vaseline. We'll perform our guillotine. What a scene, what a scene. Next up on the stand, will you please extend a hand to Alexander's ragtime band, Dixieland, Dixieland.
sounds wild.
Hi, I'm Riley Woodford for the Alaska Department of Fish and Game.
My friend and I are at the beach on a breezy spring morning, up in the grass above the high tide line, watching small groups of sandpipers and shorebirds running and feeding out by the water. The tide is creeping up the wide open expanse of sand, and scanning the beach with binoculars, we see a variety of birds foraging. We see bigger birds with long legs furthest out, wading belly deep in the rising water and stopping to probe the submerged sand with long, slender pointed beaks. These are godwits. I focus one, trailing behind the others, submerging his whole head and long bill to probe for prey. A flock of medium-sized sandpipers is foraging right at the tide line, where the water creeps up the beach, probing in the damp sand for small mollusks. These are red knots, my friend says, a flock of ruddy turnstones. Shorebirds with relatively short legs and stubby bills is closest to us, working the cast seaweed at yesterday's high tide line. Turnstones are aptly named for their foraging technique of flipping over stones and seaweed on the shore to look for small invertebrates. Many of these shorebirds are migrating through this area of coastline, headed to their breeding grounds further north. Since different species use different feeding strategies for prey, they minimize direct competition for available food. For Sounds Wild, I'm Riley Woodford.
We'll be right back.
Funding for KSDP is made possible in part by the King Cove Corporation, operating the Fleets, Inn Hotel, the Heart Lakes Apartments, and the Last Hook Off Tavern. The King Cove Corporation is a proud sponsor of KSDP.
town of New Haven, blood stains the roofs and the palm trees.